no problem. Got a lot of stuff done, and still have more to go, but looks like the weather's closing in on me. Last Thursday, our Saginaw Air Group had a very nice presentation on Meshtastic. 2 hours, very informative, very enjoyable. Guys did a great job. And for me personally, for our hobby, for the last week, getting a radio out that has its own sound card, getting that hooked up with a new computer, and getting it all to play with the various digital programs, WJFT, Grid Tracker, FL Digi. Not sure I've got it working exactly right, but seems to be working pretty good with AC Log. All I got, Max, back to you. Oh, good signals, a lot of good, about 10, 20, and 30 over. Back to you, Max, NADRL.
All right, Mr. Schneider, thank you. NADRL, KEADON, Michigan Section ARPLC. Now, yeah, you have a real strong signal here today as well. In fact, everybody has got good signals coming into Diamondvale, so good job all around. The weather was pretty cooperative, as it turned out, for the day. I would like to have gotten to that Meshtastic presentation last week. Jerron had been talking it up quite a bit, and unfortunately I wasn't able to get to it. So somewhere down the road, I'm sure I'll be playing with it, though. All right, let's go to W8COP, and I think that's going to take us to the bottom of the roster. Mr. Chris, how are things in Ogama?
Well, good evening, Max, and hello to everyone on the net. Chris here in Ogama County near West Branch. We're at 29 degrees, and everything up here is going great. Had a real great deer season. Seen a lot of deer, nothing that I wanted to shoot, but anymore, that's not the important thing. The important thing is getting out there and enjoying being outdoors. I thought I'd been retired from teaching any more technician classes, but our local emergency management coordinator, Mike Bowers, has twisted my arm, and Rowan told me that I'm going to teach some more classes. So starting in February, if you know anybody up in the North Country, I'm going to be teaching, along with another area ham, the technician class in Hale at the Hale Community Center on Tuesday nights. And again, that will be starting in February, so plenty of time to reach out to me at my call at yahoo.com and put people in touch with me that might be wanting to get their license. I think it's going to be primarily the cert people that are going to be up for the class. So other than that, Max, hey, I wish everybody a great and a happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for doing the net. And I'll throw it back to you, 7-3 from W8COP.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. Great signal. W8COP, KEADON, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Let's see, we are at the bottom of the roster, so let me take a pause here and see if there's anybody else would like to check in. Please call now.
Kilowatt Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo, KBSW.
KB8SWR, thank you. Anybody else wishing to check in, please call. All right, Mr.
November 8, Victor Delta Sierra, NABDS.
Okay, I had a November 8 station. Come again, please.
November 8, Victor Delta Sierra. NAVDS.
All right, Mr. Randy, thank you. NAVDS. Any other stations before we continue, please call. All right, we were having some calls off the repeaters that were contending with y'all beeping away. Mr. Jeff, KB8SWR, how are things your way?
Not too bad, Max, and everybody on the net. Out doing stuff yesterday, ran up to Petoskey and got the DMR, lost its network card up there. So for anybody up in that area, we do have another DMR machine on. It's actually Stutzmanville. It's called Petoskey. It's at its temporary home in Stutzmanville for probably the winter. But went back up and got the network card back working, repeater back online, and went today and got some batteries for doing some battery backups. So I know Mike Walters is heavy into the west side getting some microwave up over there, and we got one new DMR, I think, last week, and I don't know if you put another one up this week or there's another one coming in that area. So have to, anybody interested in DMR in that area, is keep an eye on the website for more additions. But there's always something going on, Max. Back to you. Happy Thanksgiving. KBAW.
All right,
KBAW,
KEADON. Yeah, you guys have no shortage of busy going on. There's always something you guys get done every weekend, and it's just continued progress there. Building out and extending out and upgrading and everything, making that number better and better. Let's see here. We're going next to N8VDS, and we'll be at the bottom of the roster again. Mr. Randy, how are you doing?
Good evening, Max, and good evening, everyone on the net. Not too much to add. Like I said, busy beavers. Jeff and Mike and the boys have got several things off the list this weekend. Make room for more. Always seems like there's stuff going on. So not a lot to add. Just wanted to jump in, give you a check-in, and pass our best along to everybody on the net for a safe and happy Thanksgiving. So with that, we're turning it back over to you, Max. Any VDS.
Okay, any VDS, KE8DON, Michigan Section of the RPS CNET, and thank you for checking in today. We appreciate that. We are at 13 on the roster, and I will take a pause here and see if there's anybody else who would like to check in before we close. Please call now. Any relays? Somebody next door there. All right. Well, with that, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this session of the Michigan Section ARPSC net. I was going to call it the wrong net. And we are at, I'll call it 30 minutes of runtime, and we've got 13 check-ins today. I want to thank everybody for checking in. Once again, we will not have a net next week. I think I'll put a note out if I remember that when I get home. And just as a reminder, I look forward to talking to you all again on December 8th. In the meantime, have yourself a very safe and healthy and happy Thanksgiving, and take a moment to say thank you to everyone around you. This is KEADON. I'm closing this section of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, returning the frequency to normal amateur use. KEADON out.
KEADON, KW5AS.
KW5AS, KEADON.
Oh, just wondering, can you tell me something more about this Oxcom class that's happening on the 14th and where it's going to happen?
Yeah, Roger. That is a an exercise, actually. It's for folks who have taken the 20-hour class, and they'll be able to work on certain tasks in their position task book. So after you take the 20-hour class, you're given the task book. You can download a copy of it to see what it looks like. There's 8 sections to it, and it covers everything from deployment to demobilization, and or activation to demobilization, I guess I should say, and all the steps in between. And what it is you perform those tasks in front of a state-recognized communication unit leader, COM-L, or in front of a state-recognized auxiliary communicator, AUX-C, and there can be, many of them can be done in an exercise. Some of them have to be done in an incident or within the context, I should say, in the context of a full exercise or functional exercise. And so those get signed off. Once that's all signed off, your emergency manager would sign off for it, your local your county's emergency manager, and I would complete the task book for you. After that, done, if you wish, you have a general license or better, you can then go ahead and apply for state recognition. And amongst other things, get to help others achieve that recognition as well. I don't know what other kind of questions I might be able to answer for you there. If you want to learn more, there's stuff on the ARPSC website. If you go up to the Oxcom work group link that's up there, that'll give you a bunch of stuff. And as well, if you go to Michigan.gov/ AUXWG, that's Alpha Uniform X-Ray Whiskey Golf, and there's a page there that's all about the work group and what goes on with it. This is WX5AS, KEA, do you want back to you, sir?
This is KW5AS, yes, and the actual headers are actually Oxcom Librarian, Oxcom FAQs is what it lists on the website page. And then on Library, you've got code plugs, form templates, guides and standards, procedures, tutorials, and not all of it's full. So I'm just curious on, pointing me in the right direction, over.
Sorry about the call sign, KW5AS, KEAQN. If you go to the very top of the page, right across from up in the upper right-hand corner, if your browser's, if your page is big enough, you'll see a few links listed across the top, and one of them should say Oxcom Work Group. If you don't see that, and you just see a little hamburger menu, click that, and it'll open up, and you'd be able to select it from there, the Oxcom Work Group page, which will then give you more information about what the goings on of the work group are.
Okay, yeah, because I was looking for a procedure, a manual, something to read to get the background on what's involved in getting started, that sort of stuff. So that's what I was actually looking for, to find out more information, to know what I don't know, and then go from there, rather than being one of those people who jump in head first and halfway through go, nah, this isn't for me, and bail out. I'd like to know what I'm getting into, and then go from there. But I'm retired, I got the time, if I can ask.